Massey waked that morning when the only partly open port of his sleeping cabin closed of itself, and a room warmer began to whir. He found himself burrowed deep under his covering, and when he got his head out of it, the already bright room was bitterly cold, and his breath made a fog about him. He thought uneasily, "It's colder than yesterday." But a colonial survey officer is not supposed to let himself seem disturbed in public, and the only way to follow that rule is to follow it in private, too. So Massey composed his features while gloom filled him. When one has just received senior service rating and is on one's very first independent survey of a new colonial installation, the unexpected can be appalling. The unexpected was definitely here on that I-3. He'd been a survey candidate on Kali 2 and Harrit and Arepo 1, all of which were tropical, and a junior officer on Menes 3 and Thotmes, one a semi-arid planet, and the other temperate volcanic, and he'd done an assistant job on Saril's solitary world, which was 9/10 water. But this first independent survey on his own was another matter. Everything was wholly unfamiliar. An ice planet with a minus 0.1 habitability rating was upsetting in its peculiarities. He knew what the book said about glacial world conditions, but that was all. The denseness of the fog his breath made seemed to grow less as the room warmer whirred and whirred. When by the thinness of the mist he guessed the temperature to be not much under freezing, he climbed out of his bunk and went to the port to look out. His cabin, of course, was in one of the drone halls that had brought the colony's equipment to Lanai 3. The other empty halls were precisely ranged in order outside. They were duly connected by tubular galleries and very painstakingly leveled. They gave an impression of impassioned tidiness among the upheaved, ice-coated mountains all about. He gazed down the long valley in which the colony lay. There were monstrous slanting peaks on either side. They partly framed the morning sun. Their sides were ice. The flanks of every mountain in view were ice. The sky was pale. The sun had four sun dogs placed geometrically about it. It shone coldly upon this far-out world. Normal post-midnight temperatures in this valley ranged around 10 below zero, and this was technically summer. But it was colder than 10 below zero now. At noon, there were normally tiny, tripling rills of surface thaw running down the sunlit sides of the mountains. But they froze again at night, and the frost replaced itself after sunset. And this was a sheltered valley, warmer than most of the planet's surface. The sun had its sun dogs every day on rising. There were nights when the brighter planets had star pups, too. The phone plate lighted and dimmed, and lighted and dimmed. They did themselves well on Lanai 3, but the parent world was in the same solar system. That was rare. Massey stood before the plate and it cleared. Herndon's face peered unhappily out of it. He was even younger than Massey and inclined to lean heavily on the supposedly vast experience of a senior officer of the Colonial Survey. "Well," said Massey, and suddenly felt very undignified in his sleeping garments. "We're picking up a beam from home," said Herndon anxiously, "but we can't make it out."